that's not the end of this amazing story. Because it actually is just the beginning. And yet for many, many people, at the end of Christmas time, at the end of the story is not heard. For the little baby in the manger that we remember at Christmas is put away with the rest of the Christmas decorations and not thought about much again until next year.
And yet, the rest of the story is the story that brings us hope. The story that tells us why this baby was so important. The story that changes lives. Because this baby grew up to be a man, a God man, who was an amazing teacher. Jesus taught us radical ways of living. Love your enemy, forgive those who hurt you, don't run after money or worry about your life, but seek God's ways of living instead. That is a way of living that would change the world.
And he taught using many amazing stories, amazing parables that told us what God was like and how God sees each one of us. He particularly talked about things that were lost, a lost coin, a lost sheep, a lost son, and how God loves those things which are lost and far from him, and how he comes running to find us with his arms open wide, whatever we've done, whatever our past, whatever life has been for us. You see, these stories that Jesus told are amazing stories of hope, stories that speak to us just as powerfully today about how God sees each one of us.
And he didn't just teach, but he showed us how to live and what God's priorities were. Spending time with the poor, the outsiders, those whom everybody else thought were bad people, sinners. He caused people like Zacchaeus, the tax collector, to completely change his ways from being a cheat to being a man of great generosity. He welcomed little children and said they were precious in God's sight and that we all needed to be more like them. He showed us how to be a servant leader by taking the lowest place to wash his disciples' feet. And he said, "You've seen me do it. Now go and do likewise." Now imagine if we did. What a different world this place would be, that we too could all become hope bringers.
And not only that, but he did amazing miracles. He healed the sick, the blind, the lame, the deaf, those with leprosy. He shared 5 loaves and 2 fish with 5,000 men and a load of women and children. He once stood up in the middle of a raging storm and said, "Quiet, be still." And he said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." And he promised to give a peace, a deep, amazing peace, a peace which goes beyond all human understanding. And the amazing news is that he still offers us this healing of body and of minds and of soul today. He still offers us his peace and his comfort in our storms and our darknesses and our troubles. This is the hope that Jesus offers. It's a peace, a hope that I and many others have known particularly this last year.
And then one day, he started speaking of how he had to die. And then one day, he was arrested, whipped, put on trial and killed in the cruelest way of the time, suffocating on a wooden cross in full view of the crowds. But even on the cross, Something seemed to be happening, for he hung there and said, "Father, forgive them," and the sky turned black, and the gigantic curtain in the temple that had separated the people from God and God from the people had ripped in two to show that his death had made a way for us to get back to God. It showed that the barrier that had been there between us and God because of our bad things, our mistakes, our sins, as the Bible calls them, had been broken down, not by us living a good life, but by a perfect God-man dying in our place so that we could be forgiven, so that we could be friends with God. And as Jesus died, he said, "It is finished," as if he was saying that his work was done. That was what he came to do. And that is the greatest message of hope of all. That because of Jesus' death, we don't need to be separated from God and his love any longer, but that we can have our guilt and shame washed away and have a new start with God.
But that still wasn't the end of the story. Because 3 days later, he rose again to show that he really was the Son of God. And to show that even death was defeated. And that his resurrection points us to the fact that if we put our trust in him, that one day when we die on this earth, we will go to be with him forever. In that place where there's no longer any crying or mourning or sickness or pain. That place where everything is made new forever and ever and ever. That is the hope that Jesus offers each and every one of us beyond the grave.
And so, we must not end this story at the manger, but we need to tell the rest of the story. The story of who this person, this baby, grew up to be. For he is the most important person in all of history. The person who offers each one of us hope. The person who transforms all of history. The person that wants to give each of us the gift of hope this Christmas. Will we accept this gift? Will we recognize that on that first Christmas morning, hope truly was born?